John Decker, our White House correspondent nationally, checking in for us, GMI Studios, our network of news talk stations, the Pulse of NH on a Friday. John, good morning. I know you can give us the latest. We know the Attorney General yesterday appointed a special counsel to look into these classified documents being found at private locations of the former Vice President, now President Joe Biden, to see if there's any, you know, any wrongdoing. It seems wrong, but I mean, we're going to see if there's any law broken or if anything happens. That sort of seems to be the latest. Is there concern there's more documents out there?
Well, there's always the concern. After all, we just learned about another document, Jack, that was discovered in a room adjacent to Joe Biden's garage in Wilmington, Delaware. We learned about that yesterday. So there's a drip, drip, drip to this story, that's for sure. And there's a lot of answers that have not been provided by the White House, including why is it that we learned, at least through the statement put out this week, that it was on November the 2nd that documents that were classified were discovered by lawyers for Joe Biden in the office that he used prior to becoming president. And then it's not until this week that we learn about that discovery. Months go by, and there's lack of disclosure, lack of transparency on the part of this White House. And there's still no answers to why it took so long for the White House to disclose that information.
John Decker, White House correspondent. I want to ask you, because we don't know this yet, certainly the Trump story, former President Donald Trump, the FBI raid, very dramatic, agents searching the entire residence.
Sure.
Entire residence, not just the president, former president's office, but, you know, private quarters, drawers, everything. They did a thorough search of the home. And we know that story. And that's stuck. You know, that's stuck like, you know, almost like, you know, a Sharpie, the ink. It's pretty permanent. And people remember that. Now we're in the formation of this story. Is this starting to stick a little bit with the average American person sort of looking at this? Or is this blow over in your mind?
No, it doesn't blow over. You know, I think it's problematic, you know, in the way former high-ranking government officials are handling classified information, classified documents. You know, it seems to me on the surface that both Donald Trump and Joe Biden violated the Presidential Records Act in the sense that both of them should have conveyed all of these documents over to the National Archives after their respective terms ended, and they didn't do so. And, you know, I think that maybe what comes out of this is legislation coming from Congress indicating the rules of the road for former high-ranking government officials and what the repercussions will be if they don't hand over these documents to the National Archives after they leave office. That, to me, seems pretty apparent that it may be necessary, given that we're talking about this involving both Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
All right, John Decker, our White House correspondent. Have a great one. Thank you, John.
You too, Jack. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.